I found one question regarding Figure 41. The question I found in the Knowledge Bank asked you to determine the total distance required to take off over a 50-foot obstacle, and they gave you the following conditions: outside air temperature standard, pressure altitude 4,000 feet, takeoff weight 2,800 pounds, and the headwind component was calm. And the answer we got was 1,750 feet. The thing to remember about this particular question is that if you get the takeoff distance question, the outside air temperature is standard. So where do you enter the chart? See the isoline? It starts at sea level and it goes up past 10,000 feet. So you enter at 15 degrees Celsius, and then you go up to the pressure altitude curve of 4,000 feet. They didn't give you the temperature of 15 degrees Celsius. They gave you the outside air temperature is standard. So you have to use the intersection of the ISA curve with the 4,000-foot pressure altitude line. Be careful. If you enter the chart at 15 degrees Celsius and you go for the intersection of the 4,000-foot pressure altitude line at 15 degrees Celsius, you'll actually be above the line and you'll get the wrong answer. So when they give you the outside air temperature as standard, you have to use the ISA curve and start where the ISA curve meets the 4,000-foot pressure altitude line. It's very important. Then when you go straight across to the reference line, drop it down to 2,800, go straight across to the wind component. They said the headwind component was calm. So you go right out to the edge of the chart. And then as you go up the scale, your distance from the lower 50-foot obstruction curve has to be proportional between the lower and upper curves. So it's going to sort of bend away from the lower curve as you go up, and it's going to exit the chart at 1,750 feet, which is the correct answer.